Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Perfect Other by Kylie Luddy. Read by the author. This book is for the estimated 970 million people worldwide who suffer from a mental health disorder. This book is for their suffering and for those who love them. All I can hope is that it helps, even just a single person, even just for a moment. Author's note. While writing this book, I kept returning to the part of the Hippocratic Oath that instructs, do no harm. My intention was genuine and transparent. I wanted to help break the stigma surrounding mental illness and assist others in all the ways that I failed to save my sister. There was also, in all honesty, a quality of penance to the undertaking as well. As if by seeking to prevent future tragedies, my guilt of the past could be lessened. The opportunity to share my family's story fell into place in a way that I can only describe as divine luck. The unlikely events aligned like a string of runway lights, setting the way forward. And for the first time in my overly anxious, constantly second-guessing mind, the path before me was undeniable. Every morning I woke with a burning urge to get the words down on paper, and every night before bed, I was kept awake with the fear that I wouldn't have the chance to finish or remedy it. I took to sending my most recent draft to my email, writing down my password and reminding my mom to forward it to my editor if something should happen to me. I was almost scary in my single-minded, ceaseless determination, possessed by my mission to an unhealthy degree. After years of uselessly standing by as my sister's battle with her mental health spiraled to new lows, I finally had a chance to do something, to help. The effect was dizzying. Then, inevitably, once the first draft was committed to the page, this conviction shook loose. Part of my fear was born as a natural extension of the subject I chose to write about. Mental health is complicated and inherently personal. No single experience is exactly the same. And while there is power in relating to an individual perspective, there is also a great deal of danger. After all, how can one person from a comparatively privileged subset of our population speak for a world of diverse experiences? The answer is, she can't. It is important to acknowledge that the story you are about to hear centers around a girl who, despite her mental illness and according to the many problematic standards of our society, was immensely privileged. She was white, heterosexual, cisgender, physically attractive, smart, capable, and fiercely loved. She attended a well-funded school district, had a family that was eager to help her in any way they could, and had safety nets in place that kept her from falling into homelessness or prison. She possessed the financial luxury to attend rehabilitation centers, therapy, experimental treatments, and group homes, and the healthcare coverage to be prescribed antipsychotic medication. She was an anomaly, the peak of fortune, and yet none of this was enough to save her. According to the United States HHS Office of Minority Health, Black Americans are more likely to report persistent symptoms of emotional distress than white Americans. But only one in three Black adults who need mental health care receive it. There are countless systemic reasons why this is true. Intergenerational trauma, higher rates of cyclical poverty, and limitations in access to healthcare resources. There is the nature of the prison industrial system, microaggressions, the stress and physical trauma of racism, the lack of diversity in mental health care providers, and many, many more tragic factors. There is also an incredible burden on the LGBTQ community. Higher rates of trauma, hate crimes, bullying, depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. According to the CDC, queer youth are twice as likely to attempt suicide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?